setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go, coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and then how to get there, because we believe that everybody longs to make a difference in this world. We all want to help people in some form or fashion, and work is a big way that we can do it. Now, our purpose isn't limited to just our professional lives. No. However, you were created to work, to actually create a result through work. So therefore, a dead-end job, a boring, just safe old job, that's not what work should be. You were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. So that's our big overarching philosophy. And we're helping people really make that statement a reality in their life. So whether you're in stage one of our seven stages to meaningful work, doing what you were born to do, stage one is get clear. That's figuring out what you do best, talent, work you love, passion, results that you want to create, mission. Where are all the ways I can do that? And then we move into stage two is get qualified. Maybe you're there. You're going, I don't know how to get qualified. I don't know the best way to get qualified. I can't afford to get qualified. Maybe you're needing to go into stage three. You're in stage three, getting connected. How do you get better opportunities? It's all about connections. Or maybe you're clear, stage one. You're qualified, stage two. You're connected, stage three. And opportunities are there. You're just, I don't want to take them. I'm scared. Dealing with doubt. Got some relationship stuff going on. Some people holding me back. That's stage four, get started. And once you get started, then it's all about stage five, getting promoted, moving up the ladder so that you can eventually step into stage six and seven, which is get the dream job and give yourself away. It's working for legacy and impact. See, if you work for impact, I believe the income follows. I don't separate impact and income. But so many people in the world only work for income. And that's not what we're here to do. We're here to make an impact. 844-747-2577. All right, let me take on a very important issue. Is that so few people in their work life ever truly develop a self-employed mentality. Now, millions do. But if you look at the grand scheme of things across the world, the total amount of workers, there's no way to quantify this, but I believe it is way less than 50% of people truly ever develop a self-employed mentality when they're working for someone else. Now, when you become self-employed, the self-employed mentality, and there's five things I'm going to walk you through, it just happens by osmosis. It kind of has to. But this is for young people. This is for people in their 30s and 40s and older. It's for anybody that this needs to help. Okay, but I want to talk about this idea of developing, and you can, a self-employed mentality where you're working for somebody else and you may only be there for a year or two because it's on the ladder for you, but you still, in order to truly maximize your potential and your impact, got to develop that self-employed mentality like you own the business, not somebody else that you're just collecting a paycheck. You care deeply. So how do you do it? How do you think like a boss, work like a boss, right? That thing is, the term boss has become like this, like a boss. Okay, great. All right, that's self-employed mentality. You care deeply. How do you do it? Number one, know your why. Now look, I fully understand that some of you are in jobs right now, you're going, this is a station. This is a station on my path. I'm not going to be here forever. I may not be here for very long. Great. Doesn't matter. You still have to know your why. Why am I here? Well, I'm here, Ken, because I need this experience. And it's going to help me get to the next station or the next level. All right? On the journey. And so you've got to know your why. Even if it's not a dream job. Even if it's not even your sweet spot. Maybe you just got the talent. You don't love the work, but you kind of got to do it. It's paying your dues. Know your why. Remember, always your why. Why am I doing this now? Why am I doing this here? what is the role of this current situation in my big picture? So know your why. Number two, if it is to be, it is up to me. An old phrase, I don't even know, honestly, the origin of it. I should have looked it up. But it's really true. This is the number two thing you got to do to get a self-employed mentality. If it is to be, it is up to me. I would like to rely on others. Hopefully, I can trust and rely on others. But a self-employed mentality goes, there's no one else to do it. I'm not waiting for someone else to come along and pick up my slack. I'm not waiting for someone else to come bail me out. I may or may not get the training I need. Doesn't matter. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is about individual responsibility. This is not, again, the flip side of this is not to just shut everybody out and go, no one's going to help me. I'm a control freak and it's only going to be me. No. But this is, I'm not going to sit around waiting for someone to always make things better. I'm not going to expect that I'm going to get everything that I need. I'm going to have to figure this out and I've got to win in this role. And the person that is most responsible for winning right now is me. Number three, make decisions. Self-employed mentality means that there is nobody else. Think about that. I mean, you can call some friends. You could talk to a consultant. But after whatever the information gathering process looks like, the self-employed person has to make the decision. There's no board of advisors or board. There's no vote. And learning how to make decisions, tough decisions, decisions that are incomplete in the nature of the information you have, but you still have to make a decision. If you think about how many companies made decisions a year ago as the pandemic was settling in on the world, they didn't have all the answers. Some of them didn't have many answers at all. Some had no answers. Still got to make a decision. We don't just take our toys and go home. So the self-employed mentality means, hey, wait a second. I've got to make some decisions. I've got some coworkers that are gossiping. I got coworkers that aren't doing their part. I got to decide. Am I going to do my part? Am I going to show up and do my best? Am I going to pick up the slack? Even though it doesn't feel right, what am I going to do? Number four, nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed. Just because things are going great doesn't mean that you come in the next day and all of a sudden everything is just wiped out. Company could go out of business. You don't know what's going on. Could be a character issue going on. Nothing is guaranteed. Show up, self-employed goes this. Boom. I thought everything was great. Thought this plan was going to work. Had the deal done. Everything fell apart. What do I do? Nothing is guaranteed. I have a mindset that says, I don't know what's coming and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to deal with it when it gets there. That leads to the fifth one, do not quit. See, if you're self-employed, you don't quit. There is no quit. It's my business, my livelihood. I'm not quitting. I'm all in. When we head on the shores, we burn the boats. We're not retreating. Retreat is not an option. Do not quit. See, when people don't have a self-employed mentality, a job is just a job. They're like, okay, well, I'll go get another one. Great. I have no problem with that. I counsel people all the time. It's time to leave. But the self-employed mentality is that I'm going to have a mindset that when things get tough, I'm not just going to walk home and quit. I'm going to buck up. I'm going to try to make it work. I'm not just going to look for the first exit at the first sign of difficulty. Those five things will help you develop a self-employed mentality. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, part counselor, part coach, part cheerleader, all in one phone call. We're here to help you get clear so that you can confidently step out onto the path that you know you're supposed to walk. We're going to focus on that work path because your work and your life, the contribution in both areas, they're inextricably connected. And we're here to help you do that. We did announce this last week, and we are opening up more slots in career coaching with me. If you want to go one-on-one, you can get 3 sessions, 1 hour each, for $2,400. We are recording these sessions and developing future courses and content to put an army of men and women out there to help as many people as possible. And so we're cutting the value. It's normally $4,800 for the 3 sessions. Now it's $2,400. So you get 3 sessions, $2,400. You go to kencoleman.com/coaching, and we're going to do a deep dive together from the very first session. We max out on these hour sessions. You got homework. We come up with a plan from the get-go. And the homework, by the way, is fun. It's not the kind of homework you're used to. But we're going to walk you through this. KenColeman.com/coaching. KenColeman.com/coaching. And you can book your first session right there on that website. So go check it out right now. Maybe a great gift for somebody as well. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Coming up next segment, we got some fun updates for Momentum Monday, where you, the people, just send us updates on progress you're making. Ask at kencoleman.com, or you can go to Instagram at Ken Coleman. You can DM me there for your updates. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Indianapolis, Indiana, where Mary is on the line. Mary, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for your time.
You bet, Mary. What's up?
Okay. So I know that I have skills and ability, but I don't know how to turn that into an income.
Okay. Well, tell me more about these skills and abilities.
All right. I'm a licensed teacher. I can teach math. I could teach music. It turns out teaching is not what I should have been doing.
Why?
I am not a talking person.
You're doing a fantastic job right now, though.
Thank you. I've been working on this phone call for 6 days.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Anyway, I taught band, and that was actually, I enjoyed that, but there's not as much talking involved there. I'm good at, I'm very logical in the way I process information. Mm-hmm. I enjoy analyzing, streamlining, finding solutions. I'm more of a process, big picture kind of person.
Yeah, love it.
I can do detail as well. My current job, I'm doing data entry. Not my favorite thing, but I can do detail. Let's see. I'm better when there's parameters, definitely not an entrepreneur. I tried teaching private piano lessons and that, total bomb, not on my own.
Sounds like you need, you need structure.
Absolutely need structure.
Yeah. Well, you've already given me a really good snapshot into who you are. And what's funny is that when you started off the phone call, I'm sorry about that, folks, I hit the mic. You started off the phone call by saying that you didn't know how to turn it into making money. And that's curious to me because I think you know the kind of work you want to do. You've already really done a nice job of beginning to outline it. So I think you're dealing with some doubt, or you need a little nudge into where to look. But I think it's mostly doubt. Is that right or wrong?
Probably.
See, you even doubted your answer there. You're like this. You're like, probably?
No, you're right. No, it's true.
Okay, so what are you doubting specifically? Tell me. It's okay, by the way.
That I could find work that I enjoy, that I'm good at, that more than pays the bills.
Okay, and how much is pay the bills? What's a good financial salary target for you?
A baseline would be around 50.
Okay, great. All right. And so let's forget about money for a second, and let's forget about qualifications, because I already have a general idea. You've given me enough to guess the kind of work you want to do. Okay. And I think I'm pretty close. So forget job title. Forget the company you'd be working for. just suspend all of that. And I want you to just tell me that if you knew you could get $55,000 to $60,000 today doing work, what would the work look like during the day? Describe what would be, gosh, Ken, this is energizing. I really like this work. I'm really good at it. Oh, it's got all the structure, parameters. I'm not left to my own devices. Somebody's telling me what to do. They're giving me a checklist and I'm doing it. Describe the work that would make you feel very full at the end of the day. And you know you can't fail at it. So don't give me any doubt right now. You're not allowed to be doubtful. What would you do?
Okay, I would connect people with information, maybe equip or empower people who have been told they're helpless or stupid or less than, or who've been crushed or demoralized by. Now, this is coming from my education background, where I've seen kids feel like they're stupid, but it's because the curriculum is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a heart for people who people who are discouraged or down or defeated, but I know that there are ways to help them out.
Yes. See, that's where the analyzing and the details and the logic comes in. You look at their current education situation and you go, well, I can tell you this is why you're discouraged here. You've been defeated because of this challenge and this challenge and this challenge, and it wasn't equipped for you. And so you could come up with what I like to call an IPP. I'm making this up. I was telling my wife about this the other day. I'm unveiling this on the show for the first time, Mary, because I think you're the person. You know what an IEP is? Individual, right? Education plan in the school system. I think that's a bunch of nonsense. I think it's an IPP, an individual preparation plan, to prepare that kid or that adult to do what they were equipped and created to do. So it sounds like to me, you'd want to be working with adults and or kids. I'm not going to pin you into an age. It sounds to me like it would be customized tutoring and advocating, maybe some kind of combination there, working with parents and the kids to break through that frustration and then give them a plan to succeed. Am I right?
That could work.
That's what you just described. I'm not saying it has to be there, but that's what you want to do.
Right.
So either you're analyzing and advocating, or you're analyzing and instructing. And I don't mean one to many. I think you probably thrive in a one to one model where you were teaching band. It was a little bit. You don't want to be seen as this performer or this public communicator. But if it's one on one, you get more energy. True or false?
That's true.
Okay, then. So I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but what you described is some type of an advocate or somebody who's actually in the weeds, encouraging and guiding. You said that so clearly. So what is it if it's not a tutor or a you create your own kind of custom education, instruction, or whatever, working with parents of kids that are struggling with this? What is it? If it's not that, what is it?
I'm not sure yet.
But I mean, do you hear yourself what you said? That's what you want to do. You want to work with people who've been discouraged, who've been failed by the system or the curriculum, and they feel like there's no hope, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to ask yourself, where are those people? Who is not serving them? Who is serving them? You just got to do a good old-fashioned research project, because you've identified the people you want to help and the reason you want to help them. It was beautiful. So now you got to go, where can I do that? What does that pay? But instead of working from 50,000 or 55,000 down, you need to go, who's helping those people? Who's serving them? What's missing? What could I add to the conversation? That's where you need to be going. This is The Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back. Ken Coleman with you here on The Ken Coleman Show, coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, a different kind of talk radio show where we talk purpose, not politics. And you're going, Ken, that's pretty big. I know. but it's actually not as complicated as you may have thought. I'll give you your purpose statement in just a few words. And you're going, Ken, you don't know me. I know, but I still know your purpose statement. Ready? You were created to use what you do best, to do work you love, to produce results that matter deeply to you. There it is. I just told you. You were created to use your talent. That's what you do best. To perform your passion, work you love. To accomplish your mission, results that matter deeply to you. There it is. 844-747-2577. Let's go. Many leaders are starting to listen in too. We're going to be doing a lot more leadership content because we got people that are moving up the ladder. That's great. You're in stage five, right, of our seven stages. Get promoted. You've been promoted. You're in leadership. You're going, I don't know how to lead. I want to lead better. So we can help you there. So if you got leadership questions, hey, Ken, I'm trying to figure out how to get this opportunity. I'm new into it. I'm dealing with this. Help me. We are opening up that gate as well. 844-747-2577. All right. One of the things we love to do is on Mondays, we like to give little updates that you, the people, send in to us because it encourages the audience. And so you can email your updates, just making a little bit of progress. Whatever it is, ask at kencoleman.com or you can follow me on Instagram at Ken Coleman and DM me there. Joe, we call it Momentum Monday. All right, this is so great. Rima writes in with a big 100 here. It's all the kids do this 100 stuff. I didn't know what this was. All the youngsters, the 100. And it's like, I don't even know what that is, but now I'm starting to be aware of it. It's like a red 100. So that was at the front of her comment. She said, hey, Ken, I've been listening to your show for a while now, and I was following everything you said. I had saved up money and paid most of my debt off. But even when I got financially able to make the leap, the professional leap, I was too scared. But 2 months ago, I finally did. I focused on my part-time job, which I absolutely love, and now I'm moving up to become part of its leadership team. Way to go, Rima. And then Steven emails in, ask at kencoleman.com. Hey, Ken, I'm pumped. 3 exclamation points. That's always a good way to start an email. Last year, in March, I took your career clarity guide at kencoleman.com. And then I began to explore what could be. Took me the rest of the year to finally decide which way to go. After doing informational interviews in different possible fields, I love that. That's the proximity principle. That's what I teach. It's what we wrote in the number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which says, in order to do what you want to do, you've got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. He decided to go into teaching. And so then he really started using the proximity principle to get interviews. Opportunity started coming. He got a job offer much faster than he expected. And now he's on his new journey. Way to go, Steven. That's exciting stuff. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Angie in Phoenix, Arizona. Angie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi,
Thank
Angie.
Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you, ma'am. How can I help?
Well, I have had several jobs that have I've enjoyed parts of it through my career, but nothing I have found that is, as you call, my sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love that. I find myself envious of people who know exactly what they want to do and they go after it. And,
sure. Well, let's make you one of those people. And I think we can do it in a few short minutes. Do you believe that?
All right.
Let's get after it.
I have seen you at work, so I do believe that.
Okay, good. So you called in today having heard me do this with other people, and now you're receptive, and you're going to turn your brain off and only let your heart talk, right?
I'm going to try.
Got a girl. You got this. Come on now. All right, now let's start with some easy stuff. You said at the beginning of the call that throughout your working career that there have been parts of your work that you've enjoyed. Let's start there. Describe the parts of work in your past that you have enjoyed, and then tell me why, briefly.
One of them is working with people. I used to help people with giving to a nonprofit organization, and so I spoke to them, I heard their stories, and I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that interaction, and I became the leader of that group, and I had to hand over that part to other people that worked for me, and I missed it.
specifically,
so I did enjoy that.
You enjoyed working with people, but in listening to their story, whether or not they were going to donate, give me a little bit more, or is it just, Ken, it doesn't even really matter. I just have got to be communicating with people.
I think it's a little bit of both. I love hearing their stories, why they were giving to the nonprofit, how they were fulfilled by it, how they were doing it. Yeah. So just kind of hearing that process.
Okay, great.
And then helping them do it.
All right. What else? What else from your work career have you said, I've enjoyed this?
I am very strong in organization, very detail-oriented. I've had jobs where that pulls on that strength. And so there's a part of my job that I enjoy doing that.
So you're a gifted, you have people skills, very gifted with people. You have the gift of communication and connectedness?
Yes, I feel like I do.
All right, so you got the talent.
I'm strong on connecting with others.
All right, so I'm writing this down. I think you have the talent of connection. That's a talent. Then you got the talent of communication, because that's a talent. And that organization piece, let's call that organization. You have the talent of organization. Okay, anything else? Anything else that you really enjoyed?
I feel like I enjoy training. I have had where I've been the leader of a staff and volunteers, and mm-hmm. I've had to train them, almost train myself out of the job and train them how to do what
Love
I do.
Love that. Okay, so I would call that teaching / training, same thing. I also wrote down that you love planning. Because you talk about that, you're good at organization, but I think you enjoy a good plan, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I knew that. Okay, good. and then I think that I'm going to throw one other thing out there. I think you enjoy analyzing as well, because I think that's the left hand or the right hand, pick whichever hand you want as it relates to planning, the analyzing, the details, all that, and coming up with a plan. Do you like that, analyzing?
I do. I feel like I'm a good problem solver.
Yeah, good. So, that's that analyzing. Okay, good. And then I'm going to throw one other one out there, and that's influencing. I think you really enjoy influencing people. Is that true or false?
I do, yeah. No, that's true.
Okay. So here's what I just did. Okay, I'm basically doing a little quick assessment here on the phone with you. So your top talents are connection, communication, organization. I'm going to throw persuasion in there because those are the talents. Then let's look at what that does over on the passion side, what you love to do. We'll see that mm-hmm. connection and communication and persuasion leads to influencing. You love influencing work, okay? Analyzing, planning, teaching. So it's really interesting. Those two coming together, now it comes back to mission. So what are the results that you most want to create? Is it efficiency? Is it solution? Is it influence? Is it service? Is it creation? Is it achievement?
Mm-hmm.
What jumps out to you? What are the results that you want to put in this world at work?
I do like to see something done more efficiently. That seems to always draw my attention when I see something that's not working.
Yep. And you know what I think?
It needs to be fixed.
I think that's, you just said it right there. I think your big missional results are efficiency and solution. You want things to work efficiently for excellence purposes, but also so that we solve what's really going on, whether that be a people thing or a process thing. I think you're a people and process person. Heavier on people, but it's about people processes. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah. I think I need both in my job.
You do. So here's what you need to be doing. You need to be working, I think, in leadership and improving processes on some form or in some form or fashion. But just got to be people, people, people. I think that's the thing. Don't overthink this. People and processes and leadership. That's where you need to be. Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So excited you've joined us. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. 844-747-2577. 877. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee, where Mary joins us. Mary, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help, Mary?
Well, I'm struggling with being an introvert and trying to do these things that, you know, bring me outside of my comfort zone.
Tell me about
really
that. Hold on a second. So we got an introvert. You would you call yourself an extreme introvert?
Well, they said as college I'm an INFP. I'm not sure what that all means, but yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, well.
All right. And so, what's your comfort zone?
I enjoy solitude. It's kind of a value I have.
Well, I get that.
I really do. I get a lot more done that way, I guess.
Okay, so how is this love of solitude affecting what Ken Coleman's telling you? Because that's why you called. You're like, Ken, I think the stuff you're saying makes sense.
I think the way my brain works, it makes it hard to implement these steps. Like, I've got your book and stuff, and the other day I actually read it in one day. And if I get paid for reading, I just have a great job.
Yeah, that's great.
I read the Total Money Makeover in one sitting. It took about 8 hours with potty breaks and food.
So what specific?
For that, I'd be all over it.
What specific?
But I have a hard time implementing from my brain to my heart and getting these things down and having to interact with other individuals that I may or may not get along with.
Right, but let's just boil that down. That's just your fear of something, and it's probably multiple things. Fear of rejection, fear of failure. I mean, you interacting with people. Now, again, I don't want to be in any way glib or overly simplistic, but unless you have some deep, deep, you know, anxiety that needs to be treated by a professional, and I'm not sensing that's your situation. Maybe it is, but this is about just you manifesting some type of fear to where you're like, I don't want to go talk to people. I don't want to go connect with people. And I get it that you don't want to, but at some point you're going to have to. So what is the fear? What is the doubt that you're processing?
Well, I was listening to the show earlier and he spoke to a gentleman about small business and his father and stuff. And I just started bawling. I couldn't stop bawling the entire time I was listening to that.
Yeah.
I have a similar experience. I'm going to start bawling right now. I have a family of origin. I have a family of choice. And so I have two sets of parents. Yeah. I was in foster care and I was adopted.
Oh,
and
yes.
I saw both sets of parents struggle. Yeah. You know, my adoptive father was my second dad.
Yeah.
He worked all day and then he moonlighted at night construction.
Yeah.
So my mom would type up the contracts and stuff for him, you know.
Yeah.
But both those sets of families are deceased. My birth mom died when I was 5, and my father went to prison.
Oh. Well, I tell you.
I really want to have my own business, but I see pain involved. I guess I see rejection. I see loss.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Mary, yeah, I get it. Thank you. Yeah, I get it.
I was a single mom of 4 kids. My kids went into foster care. 2 kids. My kids were adopted. My sons were adopted by separate families. My other kids, they aged out of the system. This has been a pattern, I guess.
Oh,
you know?
Sweet Mary. Yes, Mary. Okay, listen, I want you to hear something.
You know, 4 years ago, I went into recovery. I'm clean and sober now 4 years.
Good for you.
I'm starting all over again.
Good
you
for
know?
You.
And it's been, and those patterns have been, you know, patterns that I've, and so I didn't really talk about money. I mean, money was scared. My kids and I lived in our minivan on occasion, you know.
I get it.
I mean, I'm grateful for a system that took us into the care of us. And I want to pay it forward some way. I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some way, you know?
Yes, Mary. All right, now listen, I want you to take a deep breath because that took tremendous bravery for you to share that. And I'm so proud of you. You have been dealing with pain for a long, long time. You've had a really tough journey.
And you know, just recently kind of trying to make some closure with that, you know?
Yeah, but listen.
Talking to my family as we're in heaven.
I know.
You know, and then this past year I've lost 4 relatives.
I'm so sorry.
A friend, and then I recently went through a separation in my marriage.
I'm so sorry. But listen to me. Something made you call me today because you're going, I want more. I see more. And Ken, I don't know how to do it because I'm an extreme introvert or whatever. But I'm going to tell you something. The fact that you are on the phone today and the fact that you keep on going despite all of that stuff that you shared with us tells me that deep down underneath the fear of being rejected again, because you've dealt with so much rejection, let's just be really honest. I know that's painful, but that's the reality. And the doubt, because others have doubted you or abandoned you or whatever, Those are these ugly monsters that are camping out on your shoulder, but yet you still believe there's something for you to do in this world. So I want to do this real quick. I want you to do your best to dream for me. And I want you to not worry about connecting with people. I don't want you to think about what people have said to you or done to you. I want you to dream. And I know there's a dream. I know there is. And if you'll just trust me, if you just say what's on the top of your heart, I think I can help you figure out how we get there. What would you do, Mary, if money wasn't an object, getting qualified wasn't an object, getting connected with people wasn't an object, none of that, I just gave it to you. What would you do, Mary? What would you try from your heart?
I want to do something that would help out with homeless and orphan care.
Fantastic.
But I don't know how to implement that.
You're not allowed to do that, Mary. You were doing so good. You're not allowed to doubt. There we go. Now look.
Well, my dream would be to have, orphanages or homes for people that they have a place to go.
Great.
But I don't know how to, like I said, fund
I know,
that.
I know. Mary, listen. Mary, listen. I know you don't know how to. I'm going to help you with that. But we got to understand, we just identified the very people you want to help, and we know why. It's from your story. You want to help the homeless because you've been homeless. You want to help the orphan because you've been an orphan. That's why you want to do this. You understand what they're thinking. You understand what they're feeling. And you know what it's like.
I always think the word how. How can I do this?
Here's how. I'm going to tell you. Mary, how much money do you need to make? Give me a number. Give me a realistic number.
I don't know.
Well, that's a problem.
I don't know.
Okay, so therein lies the issue. So here's the deal. Are you working a part-time, two part-time jobs? What's your work situation?
No, I've just been looking for a little search. So I just had an interview the other day and got turned down because I don't have a car.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out like a small business. I'm trying to do the small business thing at the same time I'm trying to do this work
No. No, you do not need to
build my presentation.
I understand. But Mary, you don't need to launch a small business right now. What we need to do is just get you hired. And we need to get you some stability. And I don't care if it's 2 day jobs. I don't care if it's at the grocery store. You go somewhere, you get a job or two jobs. Because you've been through so much, you can do this. You got to hold your head high, and I don't care.
I've got a felony conviction on my record in the last 4 years, last 2 years.
I understand. Okay.
This might be my only option.
Okay. Well. Okay.
I don't know. Or some kind of remote job because I'm.
Okay.
I don't even. I just moved to this area. I've come out of the area.
I understand. So now we're back full circle. Mary, listen.
Yeah.
We're back full circle where we started. You can no longer make an excuse. Because you're introverted. You've been through way too much. And your future is standing right in front of you, but it's going to require you to actually be the strong woman that you are. To actually summon the strength, Mary, that has kept you alive and kicking. Mary, you got to get over being an introvert. And I don't care that you just moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mary, you got to start connecting with people. And you go up, and I don't care if you work for free for half a day, you get a job, maybe a second job, and you act like it is the greatest job you've ever had in your life, and you get yourself stable financially. Amanda, let's get her in Ramsey Plus, please, and let's get her every dollar. I'm going to give you total money makeover. Amanda, give her whatever she needs. You'll take great care of her. Mary, take what Amanda and I are going to give you and dive in, but you must... I appreciate you read my book in one day. You need to do what my book says. And I don't care if you're an introvert. I don't care if it makes you sick to your stomach to be around people. You got to do it. We're fighting for our future. Now, go get a job. Then I want you to, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, find out, because you said you could read a book in 8 hours, so you can do this in less than an hour. Find out who's working with the widows, who's working with the poor, who's working with the orphans, and you get over there and you walk in off the street and tell them your story. They will give you a giant hug and you say, I'll work for free to start, but I just want to be here doing this. And you keep showing up and your opportunity will as well. Hey folks, I got to get out of here before I do. You matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.